This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back, Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, joined tonight by Madison Cruz, who you will hear on the pregame on Saturday. Atlanta United hosting the New York Red Bulls Saturday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Maddie and Abe Gordon will get you started at 6:30. Mike Conti and I will have Garth Lagerwey with us in the booth just before 7 o'clock, and kickoff will be 7:40 from the Benz. And Maddie, this game becomes a little bigger. I mean, I'm really reluctant to talk about must win and got to bounce back and all these kinds of things when we're talking about game three of the season.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, the Red Bulls were in MLS Cup last year. They did not get it done against the LA Galaxy. The LA Galaxy, by the way, struggling to start 2025 with injuries and a lot of things they're dealing with. But the Red Bulls ran that gauntlet, and we talked about it a lot late in the year when they got Emil Forsberg into the team initially. They were very good. Then he was hurt for most of the season. Then when he came back, they were very good again. They were the second best team in the Eastern Conference in points per game when Forsberg was in the group. Well, he's in the group, and he's got some extra help this season. This is a very good Red Bulls team that lost the opener to Cincinnati, beat Nashville. I don't know where they're going to be just yet, but yeah, this is a measuring stick. This team won the Eastern Conference in the postseason last year. It's a good opportunity for Atlanta to make a statement that they can bounce back from a loss on the road.
Which, if you got to go and watch Forsberg's goal, if you have not watched it, it is a beauty. I watched it. I had to like rewatch the highlights because, you know, prepping for this weekend, and I watched it, and I think I audibly gasped when I saw it. It was beautiful. But I mean, that's what he does, and that's the danger he brings to the New York Red Bulls. And you mentioned it. Yeah, he's got some help now, and that's going to be really dangerous. And I would agree with you as well. You know, we don't want to say must win, because I feel like we've had a lot of must win games in the past, you know, couple of months, and I want to refrain from talking about must wins for a little bit.
Yeah, some of those were real must win games, because your season's over if you don't win.
Exactly.
Game three is not must win.
No, it's not a must win, but I think it's a game where you have a lot to prove. And it's a game where it's not a must win. It's not a make or break, but it's a game where you need to prove yourself. You need to come in and just be ready to show what you can do and bring it. And because you have to, you know, this is a game that's against arguably, I would say, a rival in the sense. I mean,
definitely a rival.
Absolutely.
We can have this conversation about rivals in Atlanta United like all day. The Red Bulls were maybe outside of Orlando, like the first rivalry. I feel like it's fallen off with Charlotte and Nashville in the league now, and what has happened with Miami and what's happened with Toronto. There's rivalries, plural, for Atlanta United. Mm-hmm. But Red Bulls is one that, I don't know, it always feels like there's a little bit of extra juice to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always a little bit, like, you always know you're going to get a good game when it's Atlanta United versus New York Red Bulls. You always just feel it. No matter which way it goes, whether it's Red Bulls win or Atlanta wins or it's a tie and it's a draw, it's always a fun game. And both teams bring it. And, you know, both of these teams have so much force, so much attack, and it's going to be a fun one on Saturday. But it's going to be a matter of who can come out. I think New York doesn't necessarily have a ton to prove. They're just going to keep going. They're riding on the momentum right now. I mean, they got Forsberg. They got so many players that can come in and just make an impact, especially winning 2-0 against Nashville. Coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they're going to want to come in and try to upset Atlanta's party. And Atlanta wants to come in and rebound after a 2-0 loss to Charlotte on the road. They want to come back to their home fans, and they want to make a statement. I think it's a statement game. I'm not going to say it's a must win. It's a statement. You want to come out and make a statement, make your mark, put the stamp on it, and just show what you can do.
It's an opportunity game. I don't feel like you're not in trouble if you don't get 3 points in this one. It's a big opportunity. This is a very good team in the Red Bulls. Forsberg has some help now with Choupo-Moting coming in, previously a Bayern, previously a PSG. Some other very good players on this back line. We've seen them playing in a 3-4-2-1 under Sandro Schwartz this year. That can be an interesting shape and can cause some problems. I think we saw Montreal cause some problems out of that shape. But Atlanta might be getting some reinforcements as well for the weekend. Ronnie Dyla will speak to the media on Thursday. And I would assume, based on what we saw today, Maddie, he's going to be asked about the availability of Pedro Amador and Brooks Lennon, who were both full participants in training that we saw today. Lennon, the question had been coming back from the shoulder. We've seen him in fitness-related things, non-contact-related things. We hadn't seen him in a scrimmage situation. We did today. He looked very good, I think, fitness-wise, not worried about him. He did not look like he was holding back in any way. And Pedro Amador finished the entire session today. We haven't seen that in a while. So the fullback situation that I think has been a talking point, because you've had a lot of injuries there with Ronald Hernandez still out right now with a quad injury. If you get your two starters back, I feel like this team doesn't just look differently the way they defend. I think those two help you look better in the way that you attack as well.
Yeah. I mean, I look back to just Pedro Amador. I mean, having him back on that left side, I think that's going to be huge, especially with the way that you're playing and you have Saba on that left side as well. I think that partnership has flourished, and we saw it especially towards the end of the season. I think are going to continue to see it flourish, especially when they get back on the same page. That's going to be huge. And then I think even Brooks Lennon as well. I think you get him on that right side as well. I mean, watching him today in practice, if you would have told me that he would have hurt his shoulder a couple months ago, I wouldn't have believed you. He was out there. He was grabbing. He was pulling. He was getting into it. If you want to go check out a fun photo on soccer down here, I got a fun photo of him and Mosquera going at it a little bit. And it was like that the entire session. And that's great to see. That's great to see him getting back into his fitness, getting back into everything. Because getting those two players back is going to be huge. And I agree with you. I think defensively they bring something so strong. I mean, I can think back to some of Amador's blocks throughout the entire postseason for Atlanta United. I mean, some of those blocks against Inter Miami, I was like, ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Pedro brings a really good versatile in where he can do both, and he can get in the attack, and he also can come back and really be solid in the back line. And then you get Brooks back, and personally, I just really want to see the connection between Brooks and Miguel. I think that would be a really interesting one. And that's the one I'm itching to see, is seeing both of them on the pitch and them getting to bounce off each other. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, let's take it to the chessboard when you talk about Lennon on the right side. for whatever reason, Brooks Lennon has become one of the more overlooked players in Atlanta and in Major League Soccer, for that matter. This is a guy who has pretty consistently created chances from the right side over his time in Atlanta since 2020. And you look at it now as we talk about positioning. Miguel Almiron is your right winger who loves to come inside and find the game between the lines. I think everybody, Bartosz Szlich talked about this with us today after training. I think everybody's kind of figuring him out, and he's figuring everybody out as well. So that's a work in progress. But he comes inside. That means the right side, there's tons of space. Brooks Lennon loves to take that space, and he's got the engine to run up and down the wing all day long. Same thing on the opposite side. Saba has played wider, but he's going to cut in on his right foot. Pedro Amador can take that space, put in dangerous crosses. So I think the team gets better defensively because you're going to be able to keep the ball in the attacking half for longer periods of time now. You're going to have width. When you have Luis Abram and Matt Edwards as your fullbacks like you did in Charlotte, or you have Matt Edwards on the right and Ronald Hernandez like you did in the opener, Ronald gets forward very well from the left, but he's not a natural left-footed player. So he's going to invert a little bit. He's going to come inside and it gets more crowded. You know, Matt Edwards, I think, has been so focused on the defensive side of the game as a young player, and he's put in a lot of work that he hasn't gotten forward as much as you would love to see. Brooks Lennon, that's what he lives for, is to get forward. So you're going to have two players who are going to be on their natural foot, who are going to stretch the field very wide, and then you're going to have those wingers cut inside. So it won't be as easy for defenses to collapse there. Atlanta will be able to cycle the ball more because they'll be spread out more. They'll have more opportunities, more passing lanes. So I think you get better defensively, back to that field position conversation, because you're able to pin teams into their own half much more effectively when you have width. Amador and Lennon will give you width. We'll see if they can give that to you for 90 minutes this week. I don't know, but just getting them back into the mix is so big for this team on both sides of the ball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to watch if we end up getting the chance to see them for however long they're in, and if we even get to see them there at the Benz, suited up, ready to go. Watch the difference when they come in and you see how much room there is and how much more spread out it is and how, honestly, how many more opportunities and chances you see this offense get with United. I think I agree with you. I completely agree with you. Because when you put it like that, I think in my mind, when visualizing it, you don't really see it that way. But then you actually see it laid out in front of you. And that's when the wheels start going. And you're like, oh, exactly. Like, this is the plan. Because once you get these two players back, it's going to create so much more space. And we're going to see a lot more players. And I think you might actually see Saba and Miguel really, really start to shine through. Like, maybe we haven't really seen in these first two games. It almost felt, I don't want to say silenced, but almost said they've kind of felt like they just haven't been able to get going, haven't been able to get that spark, and have kind of fell flat at moments. But they're still putting in the work. I mean, they're putting in everything. They're hard working out there every time they're on the pitch. But I think it's really going to start to see them more wide open, and we're going to see them really, really, really blossom, I think, when we get Amador and Lennon back.
Yeah, I think you're going to see opposing teams struggle to defend them as easily. Because if you do, if you collapse like they have been at times and take away the space, then Lennon and Amador are going to ping in crosses all day to Latte Lot, who can jump out of the building, you know? And then if they stretch out to defend the crosses, then Almiron and Saba are going to have space in between the lines in those interior channels. So you're going to have to pick your poison a little bit the way you defend this team. And I get the sense in what we've seen this team work on in preseason and the way that I think we interpret the way Ronnie Dyla wants them to play. He's not going to have them sit back. He's not going to be the kind of guy who wants one of his fullbacks to stay home all the time. He's going to want them both to go. It's going to be down to Sleash and Click or Fortune or Muyamba to help support the center backs in those scenarios. If you get eight players forward and you have two guys back, well, the other team's going to have to make a choice. Do they get eight, nine guys back to defend? Or if they don't, do they think they can defend with lower numbers than you have in the attack? Probably not. So it gets really, really interesting in that chess match scenario of how this plays out. We could go on and on all day. We have another day of training on Thursday. Ronnie Dyla will speak to the media. You'll hear clips from that on our social medias on 92.9 The Game, on Soccer Down Here, on our personal ones, Madison Crew 7, Long Shoe. We could keep going, but we do have to take a break. We'll come back on the other side of the top of the hour. More Atlanta soccer tonight, continuing on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.